Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Fabric by Gerber Life.
Yeah, a lot of people think that getting life insurance means you're insuring yourself for yourself.
But it's actually the exact opposite. You're insuring yourself for your family.
Yeah, Jack and I, we both got term life insurance to make sure our kids and our partners are taken care of if something happens to us.
Life insurance is how you protect your family's future, and we love Fabric.
Fabric by Gerber Life is term life insurance you can get done right here, right now. You could be covered from your couch in under 10 minutes with no health exam required.
And if you're young and healthy, now is the time to get life insurance.
Because you lock in low rates that fit your family and your budget.
Join the thousands of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/tboy.
That's meetfabric.com/tboy.
Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company, not available in certain states, and prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Monday, June 17th.
We got the best one yet.
Straight up T-Boy over here. Markets, what happened, Yas?
Well, there were three crazy IPOs.
Who wasn't IPO?
You got Fiverr, CrowdStrike, Chewy. They all like blew up on the stock market.
I guess we didn't IPO.
Investors are hungry for new business models and new stocks.
So that led us to our three stories we've been curating all weekend for you.
Yes. Chewy.com IPO'd Friday. The online-focused pet store jumped 60%. On IPO day, and we're going to look at all the reasons why.
It's a case study in out-Amazoning Amazon.
With Fido. We gotta love Second story Fido. Is Airbnb. It just launched a new service called Adventures to get you deep in your most braggable trips.
Jack, apologies. I'm on my way to Nairobi for my two-day training session with the Desert Warriors.
What is a Desert Warrior?
I'll tell you when I return from the two-day trip.
Third and final story. Verizon just announced this weird tracking device to help the affluent careless
we all have
from
one.
Losing things.
You know who we're talking about. It's all about customer loyalty.
But before we get into those stories, we got a big number to announce.
How many commas? Two on this one?
Two comma number. 2 million listens
Very nice. Of
Snacks Daily have happened since we launched at the end of March.
Thanks to our snackers who are the ones doing all the listening.
2 million listens. That is an amazing number. I am so proud to have got there with you guys.
We were thrilled. We've got the commas up on the board. We love having you guys. We got another number here too.
Yeah, fewer commas.
Single comma on this one.
5,000 is the number of Twitter followers we hit last week.
Just in the last couple months since launch, we have at Robinhood Snacks, 5,000 you guys.
I got to say, I love getting back and forth in some Twitter action with you.
We're getting a lot of back and
Nick
forth.
Nick and I like use our personal accounts like on the daily to
catching
respond
up with you guys.
To some of the thoughts we get.
Who we got here?
We got Del Carter, who introduced a really good comparison of Quibi, which we covered last week, with Snapchat.
Amy had some issues with how we covered cybersecurity, calling it unsexy. Amy, apologies.
No, we actually got back to Amy. I think we hugged it out.
We're like on good terms now, Amy.
And then Alberto Reyes, you're giving us daily tweets.
Just keep doing what you're doing, Alberto.
Keep doing what you're doing. But honestly, we love your feedback from the stories we covered. We also love your story ideas.
Send them our way.
Send them our way.
We love you guys. Thanks for getting us past 2 million.
Now, before we get to our three stories, listen to these important words.
And let's hit 3 million.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out of the way.
Yeah, yeah. The
snacks about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC.
For our first story, Chewy.com soared 60% on its IPO day, and it's basically a convergence of like a lot of trends we really think are
interesting. Chewy.com, you ready for the sales pitch?
You got to hit me with this.
All right. It is pet food and supplies online, low prices, free shipping.
Okay, so that's what they say, but when Jack and I jumped in Snackstyle, we noticed something different. It's not just that it does all that, it's that it makes you feel like it's your neighborhood, down the street, brick and mortar store.
It's got a human touch. Also, Hamlin the Frenchie needs subscription dog food, and it comes through Chewy.
That's how this thing happens. Now, in 2017, here's the background on Chewy. PetSmart came along. They're a brick and mortar chain, and they bought the company.
Now, they've actually struggled since.
Yeah. And no, they're selling
and the they really need cash, so they're selling off their crown jewel, which is Chewy.com.
They've spun off their cockapoodle, and this is what it's
so become. Shares started trading Friday. It was worth $3 billion, Chewy was, when it got acquired by PetSmart in 2017.
What's the value now?
As of Friday's stock price jump, it's worth $14 billion.
That's equivalent of, like, it's about one Lyft.
It's almost as valuable as Lyft.
The entire Lyft company.
And sales growth is strong. 68% higher sales this year versus last year. Still an unprofitable company, yeah, but it thinks it'll get there.
Now, Chewy's like basically playing around here with a core millennial trend.
Yeah, this is a globo trend.
They're talking pet humanization. They mentioned this term, pet humanization, throughout their IPO paperwork.
So in the United States, there was $72 billion spent on pet supplies and pet food last year. That's up 4% from the year before, but it consistently has been growing since the recession.
Can't stop this thing.
Get this, 90% of dog owners and only 86% of cat owners.
Interesting distinction there.
Consider their pet part of the family.
Who are the other 10%? What are you doing and why don't you love your pet?
They're a bunch of monsters,
it's
apparently.
It's disgusting. We don't want to hear from you people.
So if you think it's part of your family, you're willing to spend on quote unquote premium consumables.
That's exactly what they talk about in the IPO paperwork for Chewy.
We're talking strollers, costumes, preventative health care.
You know, the kind of stuff you typically would spend on kids, humans.
They're spending it on four-legged animals.
Now, this is actually the convergence of a whole bunch of trends
right,
going
millennials
on.
Millennials are getting married later.
That means they're having kids later.
They're not buying houses as soon.
So they got to hook up that labradoodle with the Halloween costume.
Yeah, they got to make some kind of commitment.
If the dog doesn't look like a pumpkin on Halloween, what's the point of having the dog?
So millennials are putting money into their cockapoos instead of these other kind of white picket fence things.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things going on here. Now, what's the takeaway, Jack, for our buddies over at Chewy?
The way you beat Amazon, loyalty.
And that's what Chewy's doing. Get this. This is wild. Jack and I couldn't believe this. On the emotional end, Chewy.com will send flowers to you if your pet dies.
I don't know how it knows. Oh, actually, maybe you have to cancel your subscription.
I guess so.
If your pet dies.
They'll also write handwritten loyalty cards, and they randomly choose customers of Chewy.com and ask them to send in pictures of their pet so that they can do actual portraits of their pet.
Look,
for the customer.
Amazon.com is a pretty good e-commerce provider.
Yeah, not shabby.
But guess what Chewy offers that Amazon doesn't? They will answer your call, your phone call, by a human for customer service within 6 seconds.
No joke. You call, they will answer a person.
Finally, subscription. I live in an apartment building in San Francisco. Every Monday, I see a couple of big Chewy boxes because people get refilled weekly.
Because when you order from Chewy, they do this thing where if you order a big bulk bag of dog food, which you need to do like every week, they will do free shipping, and that gets you to throw in a bunch of other things into the cart.
Set it and forget it. You got to order more in the winter because your dog needs to warm up.
Woof.
For the cold.
For our second story, Airbnb just launched Adventures, which is a freaky new service that is going like way beyond home bookings.
And let's pause for a second. Airbnb has been pretty busy.
It's doing a lot of things right now.
It's getting ready for its IPO.
It takes a lot of prep work.
Probably next year, I
think.
You
got to hire
some
people.
And according to TechCrunch, it's actually achieved profitability
two years
in a row.
Impressive, Airbnb.
Now, what's the pitch for Airbnb's new Adventures?
Jack, I feel like I should be doing this in an Australian accent when I'm going to launch this thing. It's a collection of 200 multi-day freakishly adventurous treks that cost less than $5,000. They're curated by local professionals, and they're insane.
Exactly. Picture Crocodile Dundee as that local expert.
Let me take that a step further with an example.
This is best illustrated with examples.
10-day horseback tour in Mongolia with the nomadic reindeer people for $3,100. Is that something you're into, Jack?
No, I prefer a 2-day seaweed and seafood safari off the coast of Sweden, diving for kelp.
for $885 per person.
Very nice. Let's say the water's a little too chilly. You want to take things a little further south, get warmed up. Can I interest you in the two-night quote-unquote warrior camp in Kenya where you live in a tent, work out with a tribe just outside of Nairobi for a cool $500?
So the crazy thing about these adventures, all you have to do is show up.
We're talking lunch, dinner, yurt, teepee. It's all taken care of when you pay that one flat fee.
You just got to get to the teepee and everything will be taken care of.
The nomadic reindeer people are there waiting for
now,
you.
Now, this trend is driven by Instagram.
Totally.
The worldwide adventure travel market has grown 7 times in the last 10 years.
Airbnb saw this coming. So in 2016, they launched something called Experiences, which was like, you know, how you make pasta or like sign up for like a local knitting class.
It's the soft core version of Adventures, which was just announced last week. Adventures is about living for the gram. It's like going Walter Mitty with your life.
This is the kind of stuff that, like, if you'd heard about it from someone else, you'd say, did you write your college essay on this thing?
If you've had a really sheltered life, take one of these adventures and you'll have something to
write. You're like totally set. It makes up for everything else you've been doing. Now, Airbnb is doing this because competition is coming from every possible angle right now.
All right. From below, you got VRBO and HomeAway. They are growing fast into the home sharing market.
From above, you've got Marriott, the big hotel chain, which is launching an Airbnb-like booking service.
And then jabbing Airbnb from the flank is TripAdvisor, which has a fast-growing experience booking platform.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Airbnb who just launched Adventures crazily?
Airbnb is finally targeting non-travelers.
Competition in this whole home share and like hotels market, that is going to hurt profits. Exactly those three areas we were just talking
about. Yeah, so Airbnb doesn't just want to fight in the mud with those guys. It wants to offer something new for homebodies, which nobody is targeting.
And that's why Airbnb's Adventures is all about all you have to do is show up.
Our colleague, Kathleen, recently booked an experience on Airbnb.
Totally.
She lives in San Francisco. Guess what? She did a night photography class
in San Francisco.
She's just looking for a weekend activity and booked on Airbnb.
That's exactly who Airbnb is targeting.
Also, there's rumors that it's going to launch a TV show to give people the itch for travel.
Like an entire streaming service. The next thing you got to wonder is maybe they buy away suitcases?
That would be pretty cool.
For our third and final story, this one's kind of crazy. Verizon, the telecom company, just launched a smart locator device.
It's called Smart Locator.
We thought this was fascinating because why is Verizon launching a little smart locator
device? Let me give you the sales pitch. Verizon says, never lose anything
again. Nice.
Just attach our little locator dongle thing to your purse, your keys, your dogs,
your kids having play dates.
And if you ever lose it, we will track it down on your app so you're like within an inch of that thing.
And the reason they're doing that is they packed this thing with like enough technology to launch a rocket. You got like Wi-Fi, LTE, Bluetooth, and GPS so that the accuracy is pinpoint.
The only one who has better accuracy tracking is Professor Xavier.
This thing has up to 5 days of battery life.
And then the app is called Share Locator Hub, so you can actually share that with like up to 10 people.
Right.
In case you want to have a pack to track down your dog.
The keys are in the second drawer. Boom.
You might be thinking to yourself, doesn't this already exist?
And good thing you were thinking that because it does already exist.
It's called Tile.
Yeah, it's a private company. It already has been doing this for a few years. You attach a thing to your keychain, you don't lose the keychain.
Right. Tile's value prop is all about the keychain. It's not as powerful, though, and it's much cheaper at $30.
Right. Verizon's little dongle here is going to cost $100 and then $3 a month afterwards, so you're subscribed.
Now, we all know who Verizon is targeting with this.
You know what
product
we're talking about. Yep.
It's called the affluent careless.
We all have that friend. Let's call him, I don't know, Tim. Buys a $800 Canada Goose jacket, and then on day two of using it, leaves it at the bar.
Yeah, the locksmith knows Tim by name. Let's just put it that way. Now, if there's enough affluent careless, maybe Verizon could make some money off this thing standalone.
But we're thinking there's a much more specific strategy here. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Verizon?
This is all about customer stickiness.
The best thing a brand can achieve is customer loyalty. We were just talking about it with Chewy.
Right. If your customers are loyal, you can raise prices and they won't leave you.
But the second best thing a company and a brand can get is stickiness.
Make it harder for customers to leave you.
Figure out how to build up what we call high switching costs. Because the harder it is to leave, the more they're going to be with you.
So let's be honest. No one is loyal to their wireless provider.
No, this
most
is not
people
like
kind
a,
of hate their wireless
You don't
provider.
Love this relationship.
But if you own and use Smart Locator, you are less likely to switch away from Verizon to AT&T once they offer a lower
because
price.
Because you're totally dependent on this product that knows where all those things you're constantly losing
Fido
are.
And maybe your baby are attached to this thing. You don't want to switch to T-Mobile.
And that means you're sticking with Verizon.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the week?
Chewy.com is winning your pet e-commerce loyalty by paying attention to the little details.
Pet humanization. It is that is actually a disturbing sounding word.
Airbnb is way past home sharing, and it's expanding to experience and adventure booking.
If you're booking one of these things, we know why you're booking one of these things. These things
the
are
college
insane.
Asset.
These things are insane.
Verizon has the perfect thing for people who lose stuff, but it's really about keeping you stuck to Verizon.
Gotta love those high switching costs. Now, for our snack fact of the day today, we're doing something a little different. We're going to test out that Chewy.com thing we told you about, where they said if you call them, they'll answer with a human within 6 seconds.
All right, you ready? I'm calling customer service.
Jack's got the speakerphone up.
Right now.
Let's hit this.
Hi, thanks for calling Chewy. This is Amber. How may I help you?
Hey, Amber. My name's Jack. I'm actually the host of a podcast, Snacks Daily. I was just wondering, are there any Chewy stores in San Francisco?
We don't have any stores.
Oh, you guys are online only?
Online only.
Perfect. Thank you, Amber.
Appreciate
it. Check out Chewy.com.
Okay. Thanks for calling Chewy.com.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thanks for picking up so quickly. Bye. Unreal. Can't believe that.
Chewy.com tells the truth.
I like how we tested this one.
All right.
Loved having you guys on to start the week with us.
We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, hit us up at Robin Hood Snacks.
Can't wait.
Snackers, this is Jack, and I own shares of Amazon. The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.